Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome into the 6 o'clock hour of our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Gearing up Thursday Night Football, starting the weekend of NFL action. Jets at Patriots coming up 7 p.m. WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Saturday, we got college football action, plenty of it with no Saints going on. We're focusing on LSU taking on their matchup against Arkansas. And what do you know, the Green Wave back home for a matchup against Florida Atlantic. To help us talk about that, Tulane football sideline reporter Maddie Hudak joining us now. Maddie, always appreciate the time. How you been doing this season?
Oh, I've been great. It's definitely been a roller coaster, and as a lot of fans have alluded to, certainly a hard test to be a Tulane fan this season.
Maddie, we have Coach Summerall on every week and able to do the Tulane Tuesday segment with him. And I tell this, everybody asks, how is he? And I was like, you know, what you hear is what you get. But, you know, I have coaches in my family. I've been around this game a long time. And all coaches are competitive in that 8 to 9 range, okay? John Summerall is beyond the 9. And I think he was embarrassed about how they prepared that team and how they played at UT San Antonio. And they came out on fire. And I could hear it in his voice how upset he was the Tuesday afterwards. And I heard how excited he was about beating Memphis on the road. And you knew Memphis, even with a big lead, they were going to come back. They got athletes. But you've been around him. His competitiveness is at another level, okay? Yeah, you can be at that 9 mark. I think Coach Summerall is even beyond the 9 mark.
Yeah, it's a little maniacal in a way, but I think, you know, not past John Summerall, that competitiveness really translates to the team. But, you know, I think team-wide, that was really a harsh reality check at UTSA. You know, it was kind of the team's worst loss, in my opinion, like since the 2-10 season. It was just really out of sorts everywhere. And I think that this team all had a chance to either really crumble at that point. But even the players have admitted that that was kind of just an embarrassing way for them to go out there. And I think Memphis was kind of this critical point in the season where, yeah, there are all these goals on the line and everything like that. But also, this was such an uncharacteristic brand of football. You know, I think just really trying to get back to what their standard is here. And you could just feel a different feel on the sideline when I went down there, both from the coaches, but to the players as well, really, you know, before kickoff. And you just kind of felt this air that they really, really wanted it. And now they know what it's like to kind of lose that due to that loss.
Okay, Maddie, you've seen some really good quarterback play. And Mensah was a lot of people, not some Tulane people, they're not too crazy about Mensah. They almost have amnesia about how well he played last year. But he was a damn good player. But I can't remember a Tulane quarterback playing as well in one half as what Jake Retzlaff did in that first half against Memphis. Now, second half sort of dimmed down. You knew he couldn't keep up that sort of pace. But that first half, whew, he was on fire as a player.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of think back, and I agree, I think fans' perception of Darian Mensah is a little warped after the fact, but the matter is he didn't really kind of have that big win at Tulane. You really haven't had that big win by a Tulane quarterback to me. You know, when you talk about the best performance by a quarterback, you know, it goes all the way back to Michael Pratt in the conference championship against UCF, where he just completely took over that game in the second it started. And it always translates from the quarterback to the rest of the team. But the fact that that first play was what it was, that touchdown pass to Shaz Preston, you know, I talked with our center, Jack Hallfield, today, and he said they knew we were going to take a shot on the first play. He didn't realize it was going to be that kind of shot. And I think that really just set the tone for, you know, it's hard for me to, again, think about a team where it's been in the situation, the importance and the pedigree of the opponent like Memphis, and for the quarterback to just go out there and completely have his way, like you said, for an entire half.
Chaz, I've seen him for a long time. I know his dad, Sean, real well. His brother played at Mississippi State. He's from St. James. And I told this to Coach Summerall. You know, they always talk about a 50-50 ball. Well, with Chaz, when he was at St. James, it was like 85-15. He was going to come down with it. He's finally got healthy, got himself in great shape. And I think now people are starting to see that Chaz Preston that I saw when he was in high school at St. James, and while Nick Saban came a call and said, come to Alabama, that goes to show what type of player Chaz Preston is.
Yeah, I think as much as we're all starting to see it, I think really importantly, like, Shaz is seeing it for himself. You can just feel, you know, the touchdown against Army, it was such a ridiculous grab by him that kind of, you know, took away from almost how much mental focus, what the situation was, how much of a, you know, must-catch ball that kind of ended up being. And I think that really just helped him turn a different gear on, where, you know, it just kind of felt like if he's able to get past coverage, he's so sure of his hands now. And to your point, you know, I remember the first time I saw him on the practice field, we hadn't really seen a wide receiver built like that at Tulane. He just has such a body type that's so imposing and just a level of toughness that, again, you know, his two-touchdown night, it honestly, you know, it felt like the stat sheet almost should have had more on there with how electric he was, and it just really goes to show how impressive the passing game has been. I mean, again, you just think back to Jake Retzlaff arriving right before fall camp and being in a quarterback competition, and I think you really saw them hit that real final gear in Memphis.
Matty, and Coach Summerall's brought this up. Mike, he said, what drives me up the wall is giving up these huge chunk plays, and he said, we have people around the play, but we're not making the play. And when I asked him the biggest improvement, he said it was no question that it was we have got to stop giving up these big chunk plays via the air, that is killing us on this football team. And so your thoughts on the secondary? They've got caught a few times with the big play, and you never want to give up. You want somebody to drive it on you more than that one play, 82 yards, and it's over with.
Right. You know, I mean, again, you look at the secondary and you look at the fact that, and Summerall has brought it up, you know, Micah Robinson, Jonathan Edwards, Caleb Bransaw, they're all on NFL rosters right now. And those are the guys that really held down the secondary last year. And it's one of those positions that it's so mentally challenging. And you know, as you kind of just said, the defensive backs are always kind of in the right spot, but it's just turning the shoulder the wrong way when you should have been turning it the other way to follow the man kind of thing. And it's just those little details where you really, you know, respect the guys that are really great at that role. And this is going to be a tough challenge for them this weekend as well, because this is the top passing attack in the American. But the best thing that helps out a secondary to me, it's a pass rush. And, you know, I think that the strong start on offense that Tulane kind of got up against Memphis kind of forced them into a passing situation. But knowing that that's really what FAU does from the get-go, I think really all the levels of the defense have to kind of be able to help that secondary out. But I'll say, you know, there's one thing to get burned, and it's another thing to kind of melt down after the fact. What's impressed me about the secondary is they're younger guys, they're greener guys, and they've made mistakes, but they've still kind of been able to pull it together. You know, the fact that against Army, they made that three and out stop when they needed to, and then that interception that really changed the game against Memphis shows that I think they really have the toughness. It's just kind of putting all those pieces together.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sam Howard, okay, their guy's bigger, faster, stronger. Great leader, always seems to put himself in a position to make a play. And I think he is really the inspirational leader on this football team. And you saw what he meant to this team playing in that game against Memphis. And Coach Summerall, when we had him on, said, you know, it was my decision that he don't play in the second half. And you could see, you know, hey, that's funny when Memphis started actually making a few plays. But your thoughts in covering Sam Howard throughout the years, just how good of a player he is.
I mean, what stuck out to me first about Sam, and he does it every single time he speaks to media, but the first time we met him, you know, he went around to every single media member, shook our hands, introduced himself, remembers names. And, you know, again, we've all spoken to Sam so many times at this point, but it just goes to show, you know, when coaches talk about the little things translating into those big things, I think Sam is just the quintessential example of all of the little things that he does. There's so many things he does behind the scenes that, like, he's asked us not even to write in an article about him. He's so humble. And I think his impact, you know, the play where he did briefly go down during that game, you know, it felt like the entire life of that team kind of sucked out with him, and the guys all went down, and then their response when he jumped up, I mean, you would have thought that they had made the game-ending interception on that play, and it was just Sam Howard, you know, getting up off the ground and jumping back up. The special teams guys were running over. I mean, he really is just one of those guys that he's an absolute game changer, and like you said, it's not to discount his play, but it's really not even about that at all.
Not to kind of look ahead, but if you look at the schedule, Maddie, once you got past Memphis, and it was to get past them, and you get that top 25 win, Tulane got a roll here with 3 games. They got an opportunity to roll this through, and okay, you got to take them one at a time, but the schedule is favorable for them down the stretch, and this team could get themselves in a conference championship game.
Yeah, I mean, it just, the stakes aren't there at the end of the year in the sense of kind of, you know, you look at the Memphis game last year and both of those teams are kind of vying for a spot. I think Memphis was slightly out of it at that point, but, you know, that was a rival. That was someone that always gets back to get them. These 3 teams they're playing, they haven't even played that much. That's what's really fascinating. In all my seasons as sideline reporter, they haven't played Temple. This is the first time. They've only played FAU once 2 years ago. And so really the most familiarity that this current team has is with Charlotte. And so I think that's kind of a challenge in and of itself, is just, you know, getting into the end of American Conference play with some teams that you just don't have that much of a history with. But you could also say that about half the teams this year already with Tulane, and if, given that it's such a new team. But I think they're kind of, you know, in a good way feeling it after that Memphis game, and in an earned way, to where, you know, I think that they should go out and dominate. That's what's kind of now again expected of them. And I think it goes to show the importance of last week, but it goes to show, you know, like you said, when they took Sam Howard out, they kind of crept back relatively quickly. Games can easily, you know, fall apart relatively well. And so to be able to kind of make a dominant run at the end here, I think it's in Tulane's favor, but I think they really have to show that, you know, they are that team to beat in the conference.
Coach has always said, we flashed it. We flash very good moments, but we not consistent at it. And I think he's saying something. Not only when he comes on the show, but to the team, you've got a lot more that you could accomplish that we haven't quite seen yet. And I think he's telling that. He's just not saying that when he comes on with us. He is saying that to his football team. We're leaving a lot out there that we could make from a big play standpoint, stopping people on defense, better pitch and catch game. I think he's okay. I think he's fine with the running game. And you got a pass rush that's really good. But I do believe he thinks in his own mind that this team can get measurably better down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, I know. I think he's telling them all that. I think they can frankly see it for themselves. You know, you don't want to harp too much on the loss to UTSA, but, you know, as much as we're talking up this Memphis win just a week ago, was kind of, you know, what's wrong with the state of Tulane right now? Are they kind of out of sorts? And I think it was all those little small details that, you know, those were kind of happening, but the team was still winning anyways. Well, that UTSA loss, I think, really showed, because you look at the things like four turnovers in that game. It was just so sloppy in that regard that coaches say all the time, you know, turnovers will win and lose you football games. Well, here's a real prime example of that. And knowing that, you know, again, all of them kind of felt embarrassed by that. And they got out of Memphis with a win, but, you know, it was 35-17 at half, and it ended up being 38-32. So I think, you know, if any guy went away from that thinking, you know, oh, we played perfect, that'd be a bad thing. But I think they're all pretty aware that they still are kind of searching for that elusive perfect game. And not to put too much on that, but I agree that I think the message is still, we're kind of building towards what needs to still be our best yet.
Maddie, when you look at this game on Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff, it seems like forever since the Wave have been home. It was just too straight on the road, but coming back now, homecoming, what are you expecting this atmosphere to be like?
Oh, I mean, it's been sold out since Monday. I'm really expecting it to be a great one here. It's great weather. The City Edition uniforms, you know, they're as advertised, they're as cool in person, and I've just seen them on a mannequin. So to be able to kind of see the team all run out on those, and homecoming just always brings a special kind of juice to it, especially, again, for some of these newer guys. They're still kind of getting a taste of the Yeoman environment. I think that you're really going to see a great one this weekend, and that certainly always helps teams kind of, you know, run up the score a little bit.
Matty, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and hope we get a great one on Saturday. Roll MFW. I can say that.
Man, I wish I'd have thought of that before him. Because, man, they're going to make some money out of these hoodies and shirts.
And Coach is all supporting. You know the fans are going to jump on it, too.
No question.
Thank you, Matty.
Thank you, Matty.
Matty Hudak, Tulane football sideline reporter, joining us there.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them. to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.